We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, we welcome in our friend Anna Radelet down in D.C. Always covering the nation's capital for CTMirror.org. Anna, good morning. How are you? Not much going on down there the last 72 hours or so.
Been dead.
No, it's been pretty quiet.
Is there anybody who has not rendered an opinion on the Attorney General's release of the special prosecutor's findings?
I haven't found anyone.
And I don't think, even though we've heard from the Attorney General, I don't think the Democrats sound like they're going to let up on this thing.
Well, no, they say the summary is, you know, it does not tell the whole story, that it's four pages of bullet points, and they're not accepting, the conclusion that William Barr has put out for them. And they continue to ask for the full report, but more importantly, they're going to continue a series of investigations into the administration.
You know, Anna, just a question, but is there anything more they could find that hasn't been in this extensive survey over 2 years by Robert Mueller? Is there anything that might be uncovered at this moment?
Well, I mean, there's always something that'd be uncovered.
Well, of course there's. Yeah, you bet.
But we don't know what Mueller has uncovered. Frankly, the report has not been made public. Only, you know, a summary has been released. And beyond that, I mean, you know, they have a broader mandate than Mueller. They can look into other stuff that he didn't look into.
But there's nothing that says, Anna, that the whole report has to come out, right?
No. It's up to the discretion of the Attorney General. But they have, you know, the six Democrats, House Democrats, chairman of committees with oversight, did write the Attorney General last night saying, giving him a deadline of April 2nd to turn over the entire report.
How big is the report again, just to refresh our memories? I mean, it's big.
It's big. I mean, I don't think it's as big as the Starr report, but it's big.
Okay.
Yeah, that's for sure. Anna Radelet with us from CTMirror.org. And it also seems like the president's reelection campaign has put a bullseye on four lawmakers, including the senior senator from the state of Connecticut.
Yes. Now that the report's out and the campaign says it exonerates the president, something that the report does not do. But they said these people have talked badly about the president and said, you know, there had been collusion between the campaign and the Russians, and so they shouldn't be on television anymore.
Well, good luck with that.
Gee, okay.
Yeah, the senator's in company with Representative Adam Schiff, Representative Jerry Nadler, Representative Eric Swalwell, DNC Chairman Tom Perez, and former CIA Director John Brennan. So that's the select six,
right?
That
exactly.
The campaign memo put a bullseye on.
And Anna, I mean, it was some of the predictions. Let's say Friday, Thursday, whatever. Even before that, you know, I can tell you. I think Richard Blumenthal said there'll be indictments in the president's future or something like that. At this point, it doesn't seem as if there would be.
Well, I mean, not from the Mueller investigation. That's finished and done. But remember, there are other investigations.
Yes.
Right. Yes, this is not the only one. That's for sure.
The Southern District of New York, notably, is doing its own investigation.
How many? How much did the president raise feathers and hackles on people's necks with his declaration yesterday about the Golan Heights?
You know, that was almost. You know, I know that. You know, the AIPAC is having its
right.
Its convention, but that was almost, except for foreign policy people. You know, the people who are involved in foreign policy.
Right.
Not really a big splash.
Really.
Well, let me ask you another related question.
Did that surprise you that it didn't make that it wasn't more of an impactful thing?
Well, so as you started out the program saying, there's so much going on,
right?
That I think people's attention span is fractured. You know,
that's a good point.
Welcome to the club. God bless you, Anna. You know, the other thing is the number of Democratic presidential candidates or people who've declared, they're not showing up at AIPAC. Why is that?
Because, I don't know. You know, you stumped me. I think because if you can avoid a controversy, you do. And if they can get away with not going to AIPAC,
right.
You know, they will.
Okay.
It's not a winner for them under the certain, you know, the controversies over Israel right now. Netanyahu is a divisive character.
He is.
You know, and so, and he's in trouble too. So,
yes, he is.
You know, if you can avoid that problem right now, maybe you should.
Is there anything that we should keep an eye on in the next week or so involving our state in either of the legislative, either the chambers of the Congress, either the House or Senate?
No, but the courts, yes.
Yes.
I mean, the Affordable Care Act is is under review,
right,
by federal court, and what happens there could impact the state,
well,
and every state, but especially Connecticut, because Connecticut has put a lot of effort into implementing the Affordable Care Act.
As I recall, I think it was yesterday, day before, somewhere in there, you can't keep track, just back to your point, or Joe's point, actually, is the point is that he has called just basically throw the whole thing out and let's start over. I think that's what he said.
Yes, the administration seems to have reversed itself yesterday.
Oh, what now?
And before they upset supporters of the Affordable Care Act by not defending it in court.
Okay.
Because you're supposed to defend, the government is supposed to defend its laws in court. But now it's gone a step further in opposing the Affordable Care Act in court. In saying it should be repealed in its entirety.
Anna, how much time off do you get at CT Mirror?
I have a lot of time off. They're very
But you
generous.
Don't take it, do you?
No, it's kind of busy.
Rest for the weary, that's for sure.
I mean, I don't even think August is going to do you any good. I mean, to be perfectly honest.
No, because we've got the presidential campaign wrapping up so quickly.
Yeah. All right. It'll be a little insane. Anna, thanks for the insight.
Thanks
as
for
always.
Time.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. It's Anna Radelat.
Yes.
Busy.
She's never going to get a vacation.
No,
ever.
It's impossible.
758 WTIC. Let's update traffic. Look at all the things she touched on there. There had to be at least five topics.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And she seemed to be up for all of them, so good for her.
There's a lot going on.
Yep. CTMirror.org is where you find Anna's stuff.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.